It's time for our Bahuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Husky head football coach Matt Hennessy. Bahuska improving to 5-3 with a nice win over Hominy, 44-38. Coach, from the sounds of it, kind of an instant classic there. You guys got out to a pretty big lead. Hominy made it a ball game, but you pulled it out in the end.
Yeah, we did. I'm just proud of our kids. That's the type of game we need to win. I mean, first of all, you got a very quality opponent, but, you know, we hadn't won a game at home since 2015, so. Now, getting a home win was big. We hadn't beat Hominy in 5 or 6 years, so getting that win was huge. And also just for our kids to, you know, we started off on fire and started off really good, and then, you know, Hominy came back in the fourth quarter, and the quarterback and receivers were really good players. They made some big-time plays. And but for our kids to keep battling back, you know, and never stop playing and to be able to win it right at the end of the game, that was a big for our program.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about this last week in our weekly interview, but that kind of gives you a signature win. You know, you guys and Hominy and Tonko and Morrison were starting to kind of separate from the group, and now not only have you separated a little bit farther, but you also have a win against one of those other top teams.
Yeah, that was big, you know, and then Tonko all beat Morrison. You know, Morrison had their best player out, but, you know, we still just keep kicking ourselves for that Tonko game. We think we gave away and went 5 turnovers and lost 13-12, so. Yeah, it's getting interesting now. You know, I was joking with somebody this weekend. I said, right now in our district, because we're a 9-team district, we could end up first or we could end up fifth, and not even in the playoffs. It's that tight at the top and that crazy. So, you know, we're going to have to continue this. Bye week's coming at a good time for us. We're actually fairly healthy. You know, we're probably more healthy than most teams are right now. But just for the mental part of it, gave the kids and the coaches the whole weekend off, and now, you know, we'll come back and watch film today. And well, it's our fall break week too, so that works out pretty good. So I'm actually going to be able to give them a 3-day weekend and hopefully just mentally refresh and just, you know, hit the reset button and kind of start all over. And basically I told the kids, you know, now our playoff run starts right now. And so it's kind of a little break to get ready for it, and then from here on out we got to treat everything like a playoff game.
We talked about kind of the implications on the district standings, but also obviously that's a game against the team that's right down the road from you all in Osage County, and I would guess that probably makes it a little bit sweeter. I'm sure you got some positive feedback from some people around the program after finally taking care of the Bucks.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, we've been talking for weeks now about, you know, to my boys about playing for the ones that came before you and then the ones that are coming after you. Play for those guys, because I promise you, you know, some of my family's here at the game, and it's funny, they said everybody they heard had a story, their Hominy game story. Everybody had a story, you know, from when they played. It didn't matter if it was 50 years ago or if it was last year. So everybody had a story. So it was big for us to do that against them. But so, it's good for the all the alumni and all the community members like that, but also for our young, you know, our young Huskies to see that and kind of start trying to pave the way of, you know, I said when we came here, we didn't want to build a team. We wanted to build a program. And so that's what we're trying to do, just step by step and not skip any steps along the way.
And how much does success like that help in you know, attracting the attention of maybe some athletes that are in junior high or middle school or maybe even are in your own high school that are thinking about coming out next year? I assume that's got to only help kind of going forward with numbers.
You know, I think the whole season has, you know, just the way the stands are packed. Everybody's here on Friday night. All the new facilities we got, you know, and just the direction the program's headed. I mean, it's a good time to be a Husky, and everybody's excited about it. We just got to make sure and keep our focus on, you know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes you worry with a really young team, they'll lose their focus, but this group of kids, it's actually the opposite. It's almost like they don't even know it's a big game. They don't even understand that it's, I mean, they're so young. I mean, we started, I think we said 6 freshmen and 5 sophomores the other night, and then some juniors, but we only have 1 senior. So, you know, everybody's back next year. So it's just establishing that. And they're so young, it's just, and they're bought in. I mean, I can't say enough about how much these guys have bought in. Whatever we ask them to do, they do it. And they go 100 miles an hour, and, you know, and they try to be the most excited team out there. And they were. They had a good time Friday night, and obviously it ended up with a fun time at the end, too.
Well, Husky head football coach Matt Hennessy with us. Once again, the Huskies beating Hominy last week, 44-38. They've got a game against Langston Hughes on the 26th day of this month. They're finally getting around to their bye week after eight games in a row. So only two left. I know you already kind of touched on this, coach, but you got your bye week this week. When do you kind of start preparing for Langston Hughes? Do you do that this week or just kind of general stuff? How do you kind of plan to navigate the next eight, 9 days?
We'll start a little bit tomorrow. Today we're still going to watch Hominy film. Like I said, I gave the kids a weekend off, so we're going to go over all that and not practice today. And then tomorrow we'll actually start working on Langston Hughes and mix in a little Pawnee. This week also, just some specific things they do. Just because we're going to have to beat them to get in, possibly. And so we're going to treat that these next 4 days like that. And then next Monday is when we'll actually start the all out Langston Hughes practice. And they've got athletes. I mean, they've got. They beat Drumright 48-0, and they've got players everywhere. They've just got such skill players that we're going to have to go play a good game and keep getting better. But this week's more about going back to the fundamentals. So I talked to the coaches about it. It's a little bit more like a fall camp type, not the intensity of it, not the length of the practice, but going back to your fundamentals, making sure your stances are good again, making sure you're catching the ball right, making sure you're getting your reads right, all the basic things that sometimes you miss when you're so worried about game planning. But now you can go back to the fundamentals and clean some things up. Like I said, hit that reset button. And more than anything else, just get your legs back under you and get your mind right for this long playoff run. Playoffs, if you make it all the way, it's 5 weeks. So that's what we're talking about here. We got a break right here, and we got 7 more weeks. So that's our plan. That's our goal. And so we got to kind of refresh a little bit mentally also.
But Husky head football coach Matt Hennessy, once again, Huskies off on Friday. They'll be taking on Langston Hughes coming up 26th day of October. Coach Hennessy, appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Thanks, Blake.